This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. An appeals court recently ruled against the president's authority on tariffs. We'll have more from the American Farm Bureau Federation right after this.
Hey there, Iowa. Ready to hit the road with fuel as dependable as our farmers? Choosing biodiesel made right here in Iowa from our own soybeans supports our local farmers and helps keep our air clean. From farms to freeways, choosing better, cleaner, now biodiesel fuels progress while preserving our environment. Drive with purpose. Drive with biodiesel. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
The Federal Court of Appeals recently decided that President Donald Trump does not have the power to set tariffs on imports based on the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. Dave Salmonson, Senior Director of Government Affairs for the American Farm Bureau Federation, said the court decision reaffirmed an earlier decision made by a lower court.
It said the president doesn't have authority under that International Emergency Economic Powers Act. He doesn't have the authority to impose tariffs. Well, the Court of Appeals said, you know, the lower court was right. So they upheld the Court of International Trade and said, no, no authority, Mr. President, to do tariffs under this statute.
Despite the finding, the appeals court did not force the administration to call off the tariffs.
The tariffs continue, but administration, you have until October 14th. That's the latest date that you can petition the Supreme Court to hear a case. So we're just going to leave everything as it is. If you decide to take an appeal, then you go on. But for right now, even though we have this decision, nothing has changed on the tariff front.
Salmonson said the next development in the process could take several months to unfold, pending the Supreme Court's decision to hear the administration's case.
Say they decide to hear the case, it probably wouldn't come up before them until sometime in the winter. And we might not have a decision till March, April, sometime into next year. So this whole process, once you go to the Supreme Court, it takes time.
For more information, visit fb.org. For the rest of this story and much more, head on over to our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, you can sign up for our daily e-newsletter and get those daily ag news stories conveniently delivered to you every day. For the World of Agriculture, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.